Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Finally, I think we have the fortitude of the legislators in the legislature right now to take action and try to do what we can on a state level to curb these destructive behaviors.
We talk about it in other contexts, like driving, for example, where we see more aggressive behavior as a result of the pandemic and the impact it's had on our social abilities. Do you see that playing a role here? Have things escalated in the past few years at youth games?
Yes, I've observed, despite many warnings coaches give to parents to lay off referees in games, I've seen parents continue to yell throughout a game, as well as follow referees to the car. It hasn't stopped. I think to some extent it's escalated. And I think we can see signs of it escalating because we're now experiencing a shortage of referees and umpires in all sports, because they just don't want to deal with it. What are we doing to these kids? Do we really just want to destroy their childhood where it's not fun to play sports? We got to do something about it. So that's why one of the first pieces of legislation I put together was this Penalty Box Act, which has a number of bills, the first of which deals with enhancing the penalties for an assault on a sports participant. We also widened the definition of what constitutes a sports participant. It's the players, it's the coaches, it's the person who's at the field just maybe taking time or doing statistics, it's the umpire. It's everyone involved in the process, the trainers, that they don't have to be exposed to this bad behavior by adults.
So we're looking at up to a year and a half behind bars for simple assault, 5 years for aggravated assault. But I take it the goal is to cut things off before we get to the point of physical harm, to serve as a deterrent.
Correct. And one of the other things we're trying to do, which I do have bipartisan support, but we have a little pushback from the front office, and we're going to continue to work with them to find a way to deal with it, are those like early warning signs. I think the harassment, intimidation, and bullying laws that were implemented in our state were intended to do that in the school setting. But I got to tell you, I don't see those laws being enforced with fidelity in any way to address it, even in the high school sporting arena. That's the other piece. A lot of these things go unaddressed over and over and over, and that's what leads to the violent outbursts that we're seeing in sports.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.